Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi Niall, I need some advice. I caught my wife going through my phone. We're both in our 30s and we've been married a few years. And dated a few years prior to getting married. When we first dated, I let her know my feelings about going through each other's stuff. Phones, emails, social media, etc. And the issues that had caused me in the past. Simply put, if you feel there's a reason not to trust me and can't talk to me about it, but instead go snooping, the relationship might as well be over. The way I see it is, without trust, there isn't really a relationship. Or at best, it is the beginning of the end. The other day, I got a phone call from my mother. And after talking to her for a little while, she had a question for my wife. So I took her, I took the phone into the baby's room where she was and went about my business. When I went back to get my phone from her, I noticed several apps had been opened that hadn't been in recently. Sorry about that. You need to, when you're typing these things, you know what I mean, mister? You need to make sure it's right. Anyway, I haven't opened in months. So I was suspicious as there would be no reason for her to need any of the apps that were open. We have a baby monitor with a camera in the baby's room, so we can keep an eye on her just in case she starts waking or talking. And when we're in there, we'll have the video. I checked the camera, and sure enough, she spent a good 10 to 15 minutes after the call scrolling through the various apps. In fact, she continued until she heard me coming in to get the phone. As far as I know, I haven't given her a reason not to trust me. And there was absolutely nothing on my phone I would be concerned with her seeing. We have been generally happy without any major issues throughout our relationship. Like all couples, we don't always see eye to eye, but we're happy and in love. Obviously, between the emotional attachment and the investing significantly in one another over the years, I wouldn't just end things, but I'm not sure where to go from here. It makes the most sense to talk to her about it, but I don't really know how to bring it up, or if I'm just overreacting, and will this create a huge row? But I do believe her looking through my phone without asking me is a complete breach of trust in a relationship. I'd love to know what your listeners think. So, is it ever okay to look through your partner? Now, you have to establish what we're talking about here. We're talking about looking through your partner's phone. We're not talking about looking at. So, for example, you know, your partner might be saying something to you and say, oh, look at that video, and you pass it over and they hold it. They go, oh, yeah, and they're looking at the video. And then they head back to you. Or their phone is not working for some reason. Their battery's dead. They say, oh, can you give me your call? I just need to make a quick call. And they make a quick call on your phone and you walk out of the room and walk back again and they're just using your phone for a second. There's no harm in any of that. Of course. Nobody would suggest there is. But I suppose if you're looking intentionally through somebody's phone for something, you obviously have a suspicion. I would imagine there's no other reason apart from you have a suspicion. Unless it's something that you need, that they have, and they've told you that, yeah, here, it's in my phone. Yeah, you'll find it in my phone there. Look under the email. That's different. Because as a loving couple, there shouldn't be secrets. But is it ever okay to look through your partner's phone to settle your mind, I suppose? Because obviously that's what she was doing. She obviously had a niggle and she was settling her mind. And maybe the niggle just went away and that was it, end of. Is it ever okay to look through your partner's phone? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it ever okay? Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hello, how are you?
Grand. Sarah, is it ever okay?
Never okay.
Never okay.
It's never okay.
Never. Ever.
Never, ever okay. Never.
Yeah. Ever.
And it shouldn't be tolerated and it shouldn't be acceptable. And no matter what situation, whether she's insecure or paranoid, she still should never look.
Well, unless he's giving her a reason.
No, still no, that's not good enough reason.
Right, let's say your other half. Let's say your other half was acting a bit suspect, right?
For example, yeah.
Okay, I know, I'm not suggesting he do that. He's a lovely fella, by the way. Let's say he was acting a bit suspect, right? And you noticed all of a sudden there was a behaviour that he wasn't normally doing with his phone, right? We all have our behaviours with our phones. Some of us take them into the jacks with us, some of us don't. But let's say it was a behaviour that suddenly changed. So all of a sudden, he was keeping the phone very close to him, constantly having it in his pocket. He was never, like, leaving it down on the sofa. He was never leaving it down on the table. He was constantly keeping it close. And every now and again, you noticed, you know, you'd be having dinner, say, and he'd look into his phone and he'd see something and he'd give it a little bit of a smile and then put it back in his pocket again. It was all gone a bit pear-shaped. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know where I'm going here, don't you?
I do, yeah.
So, and then one day, he decides he needs to go to work. And he leaves his phone on the table on the way out the door, completely forgets it, and he's gone. And you're standing there, and there's the phone.
It is very tempting, isn't it? But I still won't do it.
You wouldn't do it. For your own peace of mind and your own sanity, it could be nothing. But for your own sanity, you wouldn't do it.
I still won't do it. I don't think it's right.
Mm. Okay.
Because I think the phone is a personal thing. And the way I look at it...
No, you're right, you are right. It is personal. But, but you're in a loving relationship. There's no secrets, is there?
I don't know about that, Niall. Listen, I have a load of stuff on my phone. I wouldn't like my husband to get a hold of my phone.
Why?
Seriously, like.
Why?
I just wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. And it's no offence to him. And I'm just not doing that anonymous. But I still wouldn't like to go through my phone. It's my thing and that's it. Like, it's like my handbag. Like, I say to him that even though he wouldn't go near my handbag, I say it's in my bag there, you know, like, I'm not going near your handbag, you know what I mean? But if you went near my handbag without asking or anything like that, I just one of these days you look in there and you find something that you're not supposed to find. And then you'll have a reason to start being suspicious.
I don't... with the greatest respect, I don't really find your handbag that you're not supposed to find.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean?
Well, he's never seen a tampon in his life or something. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? The greatest respect.
I know what you're saying, but still, at one time...
He's a grown man.
No, listen, I don't care. I'm not into that. I wouldn't... You shouldn't be rooting around if that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I was suspicious, if he was doing something that he shouldn't be doing, and me personally, how straight I'd ask.
Has he never looked in your handbag?
Has he ever looked in my handbag?
Yeah.
I suppose he has.
Like, would you never say to him, like the other day I was in the house there and had a bit of a headache and Karen said to me, oh, there's some headache tablets in my handbag there, go and get them. And I'd just go to her handbag and I'd look through them. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, I
just think
I'd say,
oh,
but you're upstairs, this is at my bag,
can
you go get it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you would look to your handbag.
Yeah, but my handbag was beside me and he automatically got up there looking at it. I say, what are you doing? And he go, well, I'm looking for something. I say, what are you looking for? There's something in that bag that you need, like.
Well, now, see, now you're acting suspiciously.
No, but...
Now he's saying to himself, why does she not want me to look in her handbag?
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. He says, why? And, like, I'd be sitting on the sofa and I'd be on the phone and I'd be, whatever you be doing, and he'd come over and like, give me a kiss or something like that, and I'll just put the phone away, my private thing, whoever I'm texting or not texting, and he'd go, why are you putting the phone away? I'd say, because I'm using it. Why? It's still your texting. I'm not texting anybody, I'm just talking to a friend. Well, why do you not want me to see what's on the phone? Because it's none of your business. Like, come on, Niall.
No, I understand what you're saying, but that does... Sarah, I'm not going to judge your relationship. But I understand his concern, but I think the way you're reacting to him is probably making his concern worse then.
Well, why would it make
his concern? I mean, it doesn't matter who you're on the phone to. And you know, and it doesn't... Like, look, if he said it to you, I don't know why he said it to you. but you are making him worse by saying it doesn't matter. I'm putting it in my pocket. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know. I mean that just makes matter. It makes him. That makes his concerns even more.
Not
that I would ever. That I don't think I've ever had a situation like that. No, certainly not in my relationship currently. But
no,
that's bizarre.
That's not right. I just think people go beyond. Like, if he's sitting on... And, like, I sometimes...
Why wouldn't you? When he was kissing you on the couch and he went, oh, who are you texting? Now, he might have just said in a casual, oh, who are you texting? Why couldn't you just say, I was just texting Jenny there. She's going out tomorrow with the girl. I was just wondering, was I going? Well, I mean, why couldn't you just say that? Instead of making a big deal about it.
Because he comes behind me real slow, like sleeping, trying to look over my shoulder, and bends over to give me a kiss. Now, come on, will you?
Well, hang on. Let me just bring in Jane on this. Jane, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jane?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you heard what Sarah said. She's kind of hiding her phone from her husband there. And do you think, is there ever a reason to look in your partner's phone?
I think, me personally, I think there is. I mean, I've had my previous partner, we were together for a good few years. Everything was perfect. And I just had an icky feeling one day. And unfortunately, when he was in the shower, I decided just to have a look. And lo and behold, there was a load of messages on Messenger that he'd been texting another woman. So I literally just left the house and went back home to my own house. And I don't even know if he realised I was gone, but it was literally a couple
of days. He came out of the shower and you were gone?
I was gone. I was like, I wasn't staying there. So I don't know whether he realised I'd seen them or like I didn't leave the app open or anything, but I just went home. So eventually, a couple of hours later, he rang and he was like, you're gone from the house.
Where are you?
And I was like, where are you? And I said, I'm at home. And he was like, oh, I thought we were, you know, going to go off and spend the day together or whatever. And I said, well, I was. I know I said I would never, you know, I did trust you and I would never do anything, blah, blah, blah. But I said, I went through your phone. I said, because I had a feeling. And I said, I found messages. So I said, there's no point in you trying to cover your ass by saying A, B, and C, and it was a mistake or whatever. I said, that's it. So I said, we're done.
And were they explicit messages, by the way?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Well, at the beginning, there was basically he was saying that, you know, he was single and he hadn't had a girlfriend in years. And, like, we were together 7 or 8 years at this stage. So I was like, right, that's it, you're done.
Oh, feels like a terrible waste of your time, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
But it was. And like that, he did try and, you know, come over and try and sort it out. But as I said, once that trust is gone, it's gone.
You'll never. Because every time he goes out the door, you know, I'm going out with the lads tonight, I'm going out for dinner, you'll never trust him. You'll wonder where he is.
No. And then what happened was then, I after a couple of years, I got into a new relationship. And, like, this guy, lovely chap, asked, you know, had I any concerns and why did I break up with my last partner? And I said, well, because he cheated. You know, I don't know whether he physically cheated with your woman, but I said there were text messages back and forth.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, God, horrible or whatever. And, you know, all this stuff. And literally after a year of dating him, I didn't get an inkling. I just thought he'd never... You can't see any of his friends on Facebook, and his Facebook. Now, I'm not saying Facebook is the be-all and end-all, but he's very, very private, and like that, he didn't. I couldn't tag him in a photograph with me or my friends, or if we were out together anywhere. It was just basically I was in the middle of nowhere on my own on my holidays. And I just thought that a bit weird, but every one of the days I decided to have a look, and same thing.
Jane, you're so unlucky.
I just said to him, do I look like an absolute moron? I was like, is there something wrong with you? Is there something wrong with me? And then it was like, oh, I just, you know, I find it hard to, you know, give myself fully to somebody.
But you did. Yeah. But you promised you would.
Yeah. But
see,
like,
what you're missing out on, Sarah, by not looking in the phone. Sarah, the poor girl cheated on twice, and the only way she would have found out was by looking at our phone because she had a suspicion.
You tell her to send them addresses to me, and I'll sort the two of them out.
Who?
The lads that done that and that poor girl.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's horrendous. But the only thing about it is, what I'm saying to you is. I do believe you should respect each other's privacy, yes. But if but if something's going wrong and something's going down, or you have a suspicion because of behavioural change, you know, Jane. Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't look in somebody else's phone. But Jane was right to do what she did because she has a duty to herself.
Listen, Niall, when I stayed out with my husband, right, I got a feeling, right, the first couple of days I went out with him, right, and I felt something suspicious that wasn't right. And I said, he's hiding something from me. And I got that feeling about him. So, on our third date, I phoned around and I said, is there something that you'd like to tell me before this goes any further? I said, because I just have that instinct feeling there's something there. And he goes, there is something there. And I said, just be very careful. You better not tell me I'm married. That's all I said. Be very careful. So he turned around and he said that he had a trial.
Yeah.
I said, no, that's all right. That's grand. That's okay. I said, so you're sure that's it? I don't want to be with you for a certain amount of time. I'm finding out.
Don't you have three more?
But Jesus Christ, I like what I ended with. It's totally well. It's personal anyway. But I got that feeling, so I took the risk. I asked him, he told me. And like, that's going on years.
No, I do get you. And Jane, by the way, did you feel, when you were looking through the phone with the first fella, it was in the shower, sorry, Sarah's line is a bit bad because she's obviously on the move, but when he was in the shower, did you feel bad doing it?
No, because I knew something was up, like that he would be on his phone.
If you found nothing, let's just say you found nothing and there was nothing in it apart from a couple of messages to mates and stuff like that, a bit of crack, a few dirty jokes or something. Let's say you found nothing. Would you have felt bad?
I would have felt bad, you know, if there was nothing there. But I think women have this intuition where they know, like, they can sense something off a guy, whether it could be that he's on the phone a little bit longer than he should be, like that he's sniggering and laughing or smiling at text messages, but, you know, that, you know, it's just, they kind of know. And that is the only
thing. Oh, you do know. So you do know. When you, and I think that's the telltale sign. I mentioned that earlier on, Sarah. It's looking in the phone with the little silly smile on your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we, like, guys are probably oblivious to this, and guys can be a little bit, you know, silly and, you know, not really think what they're doing. Whereas, you know, God forbid, if a woman did this, she would probably have a complete poker face, straight face, and not make any, you know, she wouldn't be smiling reading a message in front of her husband if she was doing something.
I do get that. Say it every second, because I want to bring Bernard in too before I go to the break. Bernard, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hey, Bernard. Hello, Bernard.
Hang on, Bernard, do apologise. Just wait there for a second. Somebody switched off that phone line over here. Hang on. 2 seconds, Bernard, they're coming to you now. Promise. There you go.
Bernard, sorry about that. Sorry, Bernard, should you ever look in your partner's phone?
No, I don't really want to look in the partner's phone, because I tell you, for one reason, is that I don't want to see maybe these images in her phone, which I would not like. Like now, there was a situation.
What sort of images?
Well, there was a situation.
Naked men?
Yes. No, but hang on. She looked in. My girlfriend looked into my phone. But she didn't look at the text messages. She didn't look into anything like that. She looked at the images because she was doing something for me online and she needed to find an image that needed to be passed on. And then she went through my images. And then she found a picture of my ex-wife on the phone. But I had no idea that that picture was on there. I forgot about that picture.
Yeah.
And then she got all stroppy about that.
Why have you still got a picture of your ex-wife? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, why is it still on there? So she got all jealous and all stroppy about the whole thing. I said, I even forgot about that picture. So therefore, I disagree with going through the phone. If you are going to go through the phone, stipulate what you're going to be doing on the phone.
But if they have a suspicion, like, for example, Jane, unfortunately, on two occasions, had a suspicion, went to a phone and found out her suspicion was true, that her boyfriend was cheating on both occasions. Different boyfriends. So lost two relationships over it. Was she not right to do what she did because she had a suspicion?
Yeah, but I was still thinking you should tell the man and ask him and do it in front of him.
Hang on. If she turned around the phone and says, listen, I want to look to your phone, I have a suspicion, he'd just make some excuse up as to why she can't do it there and then. And then he'll come back to her later and say, oh, yeah, well, have a look to it there now, because he'll delete everything off that she doesn't need.
No, but you can't delete it now. If she's asking right there and then in front of him, it's like, yeah, if you've got nothing to hide, hand the phone over straight away.
But here's the risk, and I understand why Jane wouldn't do that. Here's the risk. The guy could have been completely innocent, right? And if Jane waited and he comes out of the shower with a towel around him and she says, you know, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a bit concerned about something. Give me a look at your phone. Can I have a look at your phone, please? He now knows she doesn't trust him. So if she's wrong, which she could have been, the trust has gone in the relationship now anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I understand the predicament that people can be in sometimes in those situations.
That's a difficult one. But for me, I would just prefer if the lady had to ask, I would like to go through your phone. Right there and then, I've got nothing to hide. I said, right, go through the phone, but don't go through the images because there will be images on there which you might not like.
I mean, I know somebody who caught his wife cheating because he had looked to her phone account and found sex texts between her and a guy. And she then, when he approached her and said, listen, you're cheating on me, your sex text between you and this guy, she then wouldn't talk to him for a week because she said he was invading her privacy. You couldn't make that shit up, could you?
No.
So she wouldn't talk to him for looking through her phone, even though he found sex texts between her and some other guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's just something that they have to deal with.
I think, you know, I absolutely agree with what everybody's saying. You know, you shouldn't really be looking in your partner's phone, you know, intentionally for something. I mean, look, phones, my partner can pick up my phone. She knows the password of my phone. I have no problem at all, okay? So phones can be used between the two of you if you need to do something on your friend's, on your partner's phone if your battery's gone. But that shouldn't be an issue. But you shouldn't be intentionally looking at it to find something wrong. Because that goes down a dangerous road. And I understand, but it means that you don't trust the person.
There's something wrong in the relationship there.
Yeah.
You feel that you have to go.
Absolutely.
Your partner's
but, and Jane knew there was something wrong in the relationship. But Jane, I assume there was other signals there too, by the way.
There was more so the second partner that I had. He obviously knew.
Your line's breaking up on us now. But yeah, but there was more red flags, so to speak. Yeah. Oh, we've lost her. Anyway, listen, Bernard and Jane, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Sorry about that, Jane. We lost your phone line there. But is it ever right? Because we've an email from a guy here who gave his wife the phone because his mother rang and wants to ask her something. So he went into the baby's room with his baby monitor camera. And he gave the wife the phone and said, oh, here, my man wants to talk to you about something here. And he walked out of the room. Came back about 10 minutes later and came back to her looking through his phone. Or no, well, what happened was when she got his phone back, he noticed there was loads of apps. You know the way you can notice there's apps open? You know, if you go to close your apps, if you swipe up from the bottom, if it's an iPhone, and you notice that loads of apps that he hadn't used in a long time were all open. He looked back on the baby monitor and the camera because he could do that. And he's seen her intentionally going through his phone. Should he be annoyed about that? Is that a big deal? Is that a deal breaker? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, some of the messages coming in. You should never look at your partner's phone. It's a breach of trust and a breach of privacy, Niall. Somebody else says, Niall, in relation to Jane. In relation to Jane, a man will never cheat on a woman provided the woman is fulfilling his sexual, emotional and otherwise needs. Well, that's not always the case. Men cheat in opportunity because there's an opportunity sometimes. That's really grossly unfair. Well, anyway, always blame the victim. Is that the way it is now, yeah? Angela, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Sorry, that's Angela. Bit of shaking, Stephen. You can't miss it. We can't be a bit of shaky now at the start of November. When's my Christmas tree, by the way, is going up at the end of the month. When's yours going up?
Toy show, absolutely.
Yeah, end of month. Christmas tree must... To everybody, let's make a concerted effort this year. Get them Christmas trees up before the end of November, yeah.
First year where everything is open and everyone's enjoying life and... Yeah. Let's make it a good Christmas.
Okay, so, Angela, you caught your husband cheating by going through his phone.
By going through his phone, yes. No. I knew it. I just... Do you know what? For so long, I should have gone through his phone, but I couldn't because it didn't leave his pocket or his hand. He practically, I'd say, slept with it under his pillow. And that's the sign. That is the sign. Like you and Karen, myself and him, like he had my password to everything, bank, Facebook, emails, everything. And I had the same with him. And there was the big difference. Like, he's not letting that phone out of his sight. And that's how you know. That is how, and you're right. Women have a gut.
I think we have to, you obviously have to be careful of how we word that. So, okay, if the phone habits change, because some people naturally just have their phone in their hand all the time or naturally bring it into the jacks with them because they'd be bored and they want to be sitting there having a poo looking at their phone. So, so they're habits that people have. But if your partner has a habit of normally not bringing it to the phone and then suddenly changes that habit or normally not allowing you to hold it or touch it or whatever, well then, and that habit changes, well, then you've got a red flag.
Red flags, like, I mean, yeah, sure, everyone brings it into the toilet, you know, but it's the thing of if they bring it in when they're having a shower, if they, you know.
Well, now, if they're bringing the phone, why are they bringing the phone into the shower?
What do you bring into the shower? It's not like he's listening to music or anything inside there, you know, and, or, like, as you say, if they're, you know, your phone is dead here, can I use your phone there for a second? No. What's your problem? Oh, sorry, you're in the middle of texting the person you're having an affair with, and they might text while I have the phone. Okay, so I won't use it.
Yeah.
You know, they're all the telltale signs, and it happened with my last boyfriend as well. It wasn't an affair, it was something else. And I found that through the phone, went in there, and the WhatsApp messages.
That's a story
there.
With all you unlucky women on the air today being cheated by these lads on phones.
No, don't be sorry, because I'm happy now.
Well, I know you're happier now.
I'm happy now because, you know, like, my marriage for the last 6 to 8 months wasn't happy, and it was because of that. So I'm the same.
So, but is there a breach? Is this argument that people have, even if you catch them cheating, you shouldn't have been looking at my phone, it's your own fault? It's a breach of trust.
So I'm sorry that I didn't trust you and it was proven by looking at your phone. No.
And was there any other red flags, apart from the change of habits with his phone? Was there any other red flags at the time?
Yeah, went into work about an hour and a half in early in the morning and about an hour and a half late in the evening.
Right, okay.
Because that's when they were doing it. That's when they were meeting up.
That's when they were doing it.
That's when they were doing it.
Like car parks and stuff like that, was it?
Car parking in the office and everything, yeah. It was all in the...
So, do you reckon there was many people knew before you? Everybody probably.
No. There was suspicions because that's what was in the messages. They were
talking about who had sussed them.
Because, you know, they worked together. So there was people saying, oh, you know.
Just curious. I'm just curious. But I don't want to go into too much detail. But is he still with her?
I don't know.
Because they say that these relationships don't last because these relationships are based on a fantasy. You know, so they tend not, according to psychologists, 85% of relations which start off in infidelity don't last more than 5 years.
To be honest, he obviously wasn't happy with me, and I had a great marriage before.
It doesn't always necessarily mean that. It means that they were looking for something else. They weren't happy with what they were just getting.
And it's taken a long time for me to say now that I do hope he's happy. I do, you know, because, you know, before what he did, he was a great guy. And I hope he's a great guy now again.
I don't know why you'd wish happiness in someone who's cheated on you and made your life miserable. And accused you of being mad. Well, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Rachel as well. Rachel, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Rachel?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Poor old Angela. Poor old Jane. All cheated on.
So was I.
Oh, so are you, Rachel. You're another one.
I was only thinking there. And you know, it's mad, actually.
Welcome to Cheat FM.
I actually completely forgot that had actually happened. I don't ask me how.
Right.
Listening to everyone there. Do you know what? I think that first girl is a Sandra, is it? Or Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Yeah, she's up to something. 100% she's up to something.
Don't be saying that about Sarah.
Like that. Yeah, there's no way you are hiding your phone and your bag like that. If you have nothing to hide, no way. You're not.
Well, I don't think she. I know Sarah from one of the other. I don't think she's up to anything. But I did say to her, it's no wonder her husband's getting a bit weird about it when she's telling me can't look.
You'd be so paranoid. Like, that is a relationship to me that would make you so paranoid.
And
because it's their behaviours of someone that is up to something. You're constantly hiding something.
You better put Sarah. Ruth, you better put Sarah back on here to defend herself there if she wants to. Put her back on there. Three is free for you. So, Rachel, you believe that anybody who's hiding their phone is something to hide?
I do. Definitely. And I'll tell you why. When I was pregnant on my youngest kid, right, and the relationship I was in, I only found out, I think my daughter was about 9 months old, when I actually found the phone he would have been using through the pregnancy.
Mm.
And it was being unused, and it was in the drawer, and I turned it back on. I remember at the time my phone had broken or something, so I turned it back on. And he obviously didn't think. And while I was actually in labour, he was texting.
Yeah. What a low life.
Yeah, but that's not...
While you were in labour, like...
Yeah, wait, you heard it.
You think he would have dedicated some time to you.
Yeah, while I was in hospital, because I had been in hospital for a few days before, he had actually been... God, how can I say this? With someone that you pay for?
No!
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
How low is that?
My mother, we couldn't do it out of for a little while, could you?
Mad, because do you know, and it's mad, I had, like everyone else, I had a gut feeling, but every single time I said it, it was twisted and torn, and I was the manipulative one, I was insecure, I was this, I was that, and at the time, I believed that.
Oh yeah, oh no, you'll be convinced you're the mental one. Yeah. Hang on, because I'm running out of time, and stay there please, Angela, stay there Rachel, because Sarah's back. Sarah! Oh, Sarah. Rachel's accusing you of all sorts of stuff here.
I broke my heart laughing. When I heard you saying that.
It's so paranoid being in a relationship with you. I would be doing it. I would have kind of walked over and you were hiding your phone like I would be like, what am I doing? I would honest to God be thinking, Jesus, there's something that they don't want me to see. That would be my first thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to her. Yeah, sorry, Sarah, defend yourself here, Sarah. She's saying you're making them paranoid but not letting them see.
I am not making them paranoid, right? People got to realise, swear to God, men and women need to realise that's their personal space. And I'm sorry the girls to have been cheated on. I really am. My heart goes out to them because, like, I wouldn't be so kind if I was being cheated on.
No.
That's the bottom line. And that's just me. But the way it is, if I'm using my phone and I'm in a conversation with somebody and someone is behind my back looking at what I'm doing and asking
that's
what
different.
I'm doing.
Sarah, I don't think I have an image in my head of the two of you on the sofa on a Sunday afternoon, right? And
right.
And you said to me, now forget about the over your shoulder bit, right? But yeah, you said to me, he comes over and he gives you a bit of a kiss and he goes, oh, who are you texting? And you said, oh, none of your business, none of your business, put into your pocket. That's a bit suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, he do that regularly, like. And then he'd say, why do you have your phone? Or why
did
you just turn your phone like that way?
I mean, I'd understand if you were, but you know what, I would understand for me if it was a case of, in a conversation with someone that you didn't want to share the details of with the partner. For me, I'd understand that part if you were looking over your shoulder. That I would say, yeah, definitely. I'd definitely be the same. I'd be like, what are you doing? That's not right.
But Rachel, who would you be contacting that you wouldn't want your partner to know about?
No.
I know, I'm just curious.
To be honest with you, I'm happy. I'm single and I'm happy you're single.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, who would you be contacting that you wouldn't want your partner to know about?
Yeah.
That's because I think that's a problem in a relationship with the first, unless it's a bit of Christmas present for her or something.
Listen, before you wrap this show up, right?
Oh, I'm wrapping it up now. Ruth is out there and she's steaming.
This is what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
When I'm on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm looking at somebody, that's my business, not my husband.
Okay, thanks. Listen, I gotta go. Sorry, Angela, I cut you a bit short there. Angela, Rachel, and Sarah.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.